This is Cyber Shaman back on air. We're having a few technical difficulties today. Bear with us. We're testing out a new system here at BBS Radio, and you're welcome to my show, Cyber Shaman, with Ricardo Saldia. Before our interruption, we were talking a little bit about what is subspace, and this is in reference to a biofeedback, bioresonance technology called the EPFX GEO, developed by Dr. William Nelson. And the ability of this technology, a computer software program, to send frequencies, healing frequencies, into subspace, into the universe, into other parts of the world. It is not determined by you sitting in front of a computer, though it can be used and is widely used in private practice by many individuals to have clients sit in front of it and learn from that in that traditional sense of biofeedback. But this technology, the beauty of this technology really is its ability to be used to send long-distance healing. And so I was speaking about subspace, and some of you might be asking, what is subspace? So subspace can be described in many, many terms. One way of elaborating on subspace is that it is the consciousness or the form of consciousness of our universe, or that is the connection that all organic things have. That vibrancy, that life, the force that is in all of us is contained here on this planet. Another way of setting your mind closer into understanding subspace is that some mathematicians describe subspace as a multidimensional set of possible geographical space superimposed under our universe. And that is a more scientific way of putting it, but if we understand that we're beings of light and that we were created by a creator, and chances are if you're tuning into this radio station on the internet, you are probably somebody who is either a believer of this or is willing to entertain the idea that we are created by a higher power and that we have this life that is given to us. So I would encourage any of you who may be listening to call me and ask more questions about this latest technology to be exposed here in the United States. It's, like I said earlier in the show, this is an American invention, though it was taken to the European side of the world because they're a little bit more in tune with natural healing therapies and modalities. And here in the West, we tend to be, shall we say, a little bit more fixated on the pill. So I'd like to encourage you, any of you who are listening, to call 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or you can also email me at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. That's ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website at integrativebody.com. integrativebody.com. That's integrativebody.com. So, back into about this technology. I am going to be using this technology on my show today and in future shows to demonstrate what it can do. On a side note, and my only disclaimer on this, is that if you want to see change. You have to be open to see change. You can not see change if you are sticking your head in the sand and wanting to deny the possibility of seeing change. So I would like to encourage any of you who are listening to give me a call, and we'll talk more about this technology and what it can do. I am right now doing a session. I have just patched in, and I am doing a what we call a subspace or long distance session, but this time I am doing it on my listenership. I'm putting this energy, putting out the feelers with my computer, this biofeedback, bioresonance technology, and I am, as a client, I'm putting down listeners of the Cyber Shaman show. So I am putting these energies out, and I'm testing the airwaves, and if any of you are listening, I will be scanning this, of course, with the highest intention and with the highest good in mind. There is no bias of mine trying to get a certain agenda or a certain topic on this computer to try to read what's going on. This is something that is used for health and healing, and rest assured that the Creator is here and nobody else is playing with anybody or any emotions or anything that's going on. I am going to finish this scan that I'm going to be doing here in a few minutes. So meanwhile, I will let you know what comes up when it does. But I would like to get back and talking about how to start your day, how to get back on track when we don't feel like things are going the way we want to, or when we just want to touch base. And I'd like to keep things simple. As always, things simple are easier to digest. It's easier to understand. And I would like to bring to the attention of my listeners the work of Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements, because I really believe that this work of his and this book specifically is fundamental to understanding how and simply you can make a change and how you can bring yourself back to center with just a minute or two of focusing on these four principles. So once again, this is taken from Don Miguel Ruiz from his book, The Four Agreements. And the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. The second is don't take things personally. The third, don't assume anything. And the fourth, always do your best. These are simple, very simple ways for us to touch in to what we can do to make ourselves magicians or healers or teachers of our own, so that we can create a world that is more pure and with more light. I believe that everybody here in the world is a healer. I believe that everybody is a shaman. These are just words. These are just loaded words that we have given meaning or sometimes put on the pedestal. But I want to reassure you that there is nothing special about being called a healer. There's nothing terribly special about being called a shaman. We are all co-creators. We are all part matter and part energy. We are all being called on at this time in history to be co-creators, to be active co-creators. And when we take that seriously, and when we really embrace that we have created and that we are creating whatever predicament that we find ourselves in, we will be more capable and more apt to then create something of higher frequency, of a brighter light. Many times we do not get what we want because we are focusing that we are terrible, that we are evil, that we are sinful. And a lot of people out in the media right now are feeding that to you. For example, there are people who are telling us that there is global warming as a result of the human, evil human, capitalistic human on the western side of the world. Don't be deceived. Test everything that you hear. Test everything that you hear from the government all the way to your boss, to your spouse, to your friends. Test everything. Test everything that you hear. And this is not just a counsel that I'm giving to you. This is something that comes from sacred books, from sacred teachings. Because you can't expect evil to show up always dirty and matted with a fork. You have to test everything that shines. You have to test everything that looks good, that smells good, that tastes good. You have to be a tester. And I encourage all of you to assume greater responsibility for your lives. And when you do this, you will gain more of what is rightfully yours. And that is the power that the Creator gave you as a co-creator. So once again, these four agreements that you can use in order to ground yourself at any time, at any day, these four simple agreements, once again, they're from Don Miguel Ruiz, from his book, The Four Agreements. And they are as follows. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't assume anything. And always do your best. This may sound too simple, but whenever you find yourself upset, bring these principles to mind. The next time you find yourself panicking and running around like a chicken with its head cut off, practice these principles. The next time you feel you're not worthy enough, the next time you feel that you're not good enough, ask yourself, am I following these principles? And if you are, then, well, maybe you did make a mistake. Maybe you are having to do some reap the repercussions of some previous actions. But if not, bring your mind to a place that's still. Bring your mind to a place that's in center. And if you have any questions, time is running out. The show is almost over. If you have any questions on how you may be able to increase your awareness, increase the health of your body, increase the wealth and health of your mind and spirit, give me a call at 877-876-5227. And before we finish, I'd like to give a little bit of report of what I found happening through the airwaves on the Cyber Shaman Show. And we found that, well, the overall energy is a little bit low. We have a score of 68 when 80 to 100 is considered normal. Our brain power is at an 84. 80 to 100 is considered normal. And our immune system is a 92. That's great. 80 to 100 is considered normal. Our hydration's a bit low now. It's a 53. 80 to 100 is considered normal. and our cardio is at 64. Once again, 80 to 100 is considered normal. Our cellular vitality is a 7, and our emotion that is really the most playing out right now is anger. So, and that's fine. Anger is something that can move us forward. Anger is not always bad. It's only when we let it do things that are destructive. Otherwise, anger can be an energy that can move us forward. So if you have any further questions on how this technology works, once again, this is not imposing any energies on anybody. This is just taking a reading from what's in the airwaves. I am not sending anything negative. I'm not sending anything destructive or biased or trying to impose any of my beliefs. This is just a way for the Cyber Shaman to send healing energy into the world through his show. Not because he's anybody special, but he's just one on the radio right now. And he will be back next week, same time, 5:30 on Saturday. And I encourage any of you to give me a call or give me an email at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at integrativebody.com, or you may even be able to get through at 877-876-5227. Once again, it's been a pleasure, and may the Creator bless all of you, and may the Creator show you the way. May He bless you and keep you. And I look forward to seeing you or hearing you all next week. I hope to hear from some of you maybe even before then. I would really encourage all of you to continue the search for your connection to the infinite source. And I encourage you to be more responsible in your personal lives and to take more accountability and to be more active co-creators in love, remembering that what you put your attention to is what gets created. That's why the one who has the most money talks about it. That's why the one who is mostly sick talks about it. Because the person that wants to create the most love and peace and joy in this world talks about it. So I encourage you to don't be afraid. There's only two emotions in this world, fear and love, and you can do it with love. You can do anything you can in love to heal yourself and to heal others. And I thank you for your listenership. And this is Cyber Shaman signing off. God bless and take care.